Cape Talk from the continent.
Chatting to Africa.com editor this morning, Soko Sibiya. Soko, a very good morning to you. And the world is up in arms about banning plastic bags. And now we are thinking about this whole situation in Africa about planning sort of banning plastic bags. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Zain, and to your listeners. Yes, one of the first countries in Africa to actually ban plastic bags is Kenya. So last year in 2017, they came up with a bill or a law to say no more plastic bags. But it wasn't just a law. It came with a very hefty fine in terms of the amount that you'd pay or even jail time if you didn't comply. And it's really worked. For example, people have been tracking this, like places like the BBC have actually gone to the markets where most plastic bags are used. So, for example, in shops, it's a no-go. Whether it be polystyrene in terms of your takeaway or straws, it's completely out. But you still find that perhaps in markets, you know, when you're buying your vegetables from the marketplace, you might find some people trying to sneak it in. But even that's been affected in terms of that. So if you do want to get plastic bag, you pay quite a hefty price. And you find that many people now are actually buying the shopper bags or just reusing the type of bags that they already had. So whether it be baskets that they use for the vegetables or reusing bags that they usually had in terms of now getting their goods across. And I think many other parts of Africa want to copy the harsh measures that it takes. So Rwanda is one of the countries that's also banned plastic bags, but they aren't as hefty in terms of their fining. Rwanda also wants to make sure it keeps its label of having the cleanest city on the continent, which is Kigali, the capital. But that's because, as well, you know, there's this whole community effort in terms of cleaning up and keeping the place tidy. But it's not just about cleaning up and putting in landfill. The whole idea of the whole plastic bag is that it doesn't degrade when it goes into landfill. It stays there for years. Scientists say it stays there for up to 100 years without actually degrading. So there's no point in actually even saying you're going to clean it up and put it in a bin somewhere or in a landfill somewhere. It really just needs to be completely banned because it ends up in landfill. It doesn't degrade. It sits there. It creates mounds of rubbish. And if it gets into the water as well, it messes up with the biodiversity of the oceans or the lakes. And this is why plastic has now just this whole complete ban in terms of it's too much. You can't really say you can put regulations to it. You should just ban it completely.
And chatting on from the banning of plastic bags, welcome Wakaliki Land. That's new to me.
So Wakaliki Land is a play, is a town in Uganda. A director from there has basically named the film industry, Uganda's film industry, Wakaliki Land. That's because he's from Wakaliki in Uganda. And, you know, he decided, you know what, I'm not going to wait for somebody else to start coining what our industry should be called. And he gave it a name. What happens is that they do films. So if you think about zombies, the apocalypse, action movies, kung fu, you know, all the childhood movies that we probably used to watch. This director, Isaac, he basically recreates those in his hometown. It's an informal settlement, so they actually build their own props, whether it be guns. And I mean, when we put these things together, it does look like an alternative universe. And he does these action movies. And he wants to pick up the industry, the creative industry in Uganda. He wants to compete or be on the same level as how Nollywood began. If you think about Nollywood, you know, when it started out, people used to laugh at how Nigerian movies are just dramatic. The scenes don't make sense. But today, it's one of the biggest industries. It's actually competing with Bollywood and very close to Hollywood as well. More and more people want to now watch African movies or the Nollywood movies. And this is what he wants to do as well. That when we start telling our stories the way we see them, people actually buy into them because people want to get creative ideas from someone else and not a copycat of what they've done. And this is what Isaac is trying to do with Uganda's film industry.
It's a nice word, eh? Wakaliki Land. It kind of sits nice on the tongue. And I was watching now the other day, there's something on TV called, what is it, Nigerians' most richest or expensive weddings and things that you can and it's quite nice to see how Nigeria has actually sort of encouraged film and the film industry to go ahead, and I'm wondering what's happening with the film industry right here in South Africa. Chatting this morning to Africa.com editor Soka Sibiya, and she tells us all the positive stories and nice things happening on the African continent.